And we welcome you to the second hour of Galesburg Live here this morning. My guest is Chris Enroth, Horticulture Advisor for the University of Illinois Extension. Chris has been with us on the program a few times, and hopefully as we get going this morning, if you have some questions, you can give us a call. I realize it's not the middle of summer or even quite spring yet, Chris, but there are things to discuss in terms of horticulture. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. Thanks for having me. Yes, there are a couple things that we can discuss, even though it's a little colder out this morning than it has been in the last couple of weeks. So, there's plenty of things that we can still at least plan for this season. So this will be a fun hour. Yeah.
The winter itself, so-called anyway, I guess we have six more weeks of it, according to the groundhog. But it's been really mild here in western Illinois for the most part. I mean, other areas around us and north of us have seen some snow and snow cover. But what will the impact of that be, if any, Chris?
Well, that's a good question. Now, we've had a fairly mild winter this year. And for last year, you know, thinking about last year, that was one of the warmest winters on record. We certainly felt that. And there were some concerns and questions about pests, insects, things that might have been killed off in the winter. The one thing to keep in mind with that is, yes, maybe some more pests will survive. The nice thing, though, is a lot of the beneficial predators will also survive. And so typically when we have a milder winter, you know, we might feel like we have more pests, but we also do have more predators, and that tends to even out eventually. Now, we think about the winters 3 or 4 years ago where we had those polar vortexes and we got a deep freeze in our soils. It actually did a number on some of our pests, like the Japanese beetles. The numbers were lower those next summers. So I would expect, since it's been milder, we're going to have more Japanese beetles, possibly higher numbers of mosquitoes. But don't forget, our predators are still out there and they're still doing their job as well.
And winter's not over. So Chris and I both know that it can snow and snow big and
in
both March and sometimes even heavy wet snow in April. I'm not sure that's going to stop anything, but I think this was expected to be a milder winter all the way around.
Right. And my fingers are kind of crossed for my kids' sake that we do get at least a little bit more snow. That would be nice for them.
So like Owen's grandson, they got sleds for Christmas, did they?
Yeah, mine did too. And now, they're nice little wall hangings right now in the garage. We haven't touched them yet.
Yeah. It's, I guess we need a snow here for the snowmobilers and for the kids that all got those presents at Christmas time. Well, there are things to talk about, though, in winter, and one of them is pruning. Where does that come into play? What would you be pruning at this stage of the game?
It's actually a great time to be pruning a lot of our deciduous trees, a lot of our deciduous shrubs. Pretty much any types of woody plants are best pruned in the winter months. And especially if you have any oak on your property, you know, folks will call in and ask, when's the best time to prune my oak? Well, because of diseases like oak wilt, we do recommend that you prune in the winter, because if you would prune in the growing season with oak, the sap would be flowing, which would attract bark beetles or other types of insects that might have visited another oak tree that had oak wilt, and the wound is open, and so the pests are active. And that transmits the disease. But in the winter, you know, we don't have very many bark beetles out this time of year. Yeah. So you're safe to prune, and the wound will seal itself off, you know, throughout the spring. And the tree will minimize the risk to exposure to oak wilt.
All right.
So prune your deciduous trees now. It's a little cold out. You can wait till late winter, early spring, you know, usually before the tree leafs out. That way, you know, when the leaves aren't on, it also helps you to see the structure of the tree and where to make your cuts.
Yeah, where you want to shape it up, maybe, if you will. And, you know, 2 weeks ago when it was 50-something on a Saturday, I think some people probably took down Christmas lights that never got down. And, and other people may have been just kind of walking around the yard and picking up some debris.
Oh, yeah. And don't be concerned. Because I pruned some of our maple trees during that weekend. So if you prune your maples, don't be concerned about the sap that is starting to flow right now. You know, that's a normal tree physiological trait. It happens this time of year. You know, often people thought when the tree would bleed sap, it was detrimental, but we found out it actually doesn't harm the tree at all. You know, so if you're one of those maple syrup aficionados, go ahead and start trim in your sugar maples and, you know, harvesting some of that sap. Because I think when it got pretty warm that last week, I took some cuts and, you know, there was just sap just oozing out of the wounds that were created.
But it's an okay thing to do. And
It's okay to do. It doesn't harm the health of the tree at all.
What about evergreens?
Evergreens they're a little bit different. So usually what I would say with evergreens, you wait until the springtime has come around and they start putting on new growth. Because it's good to see if we do get, you know, a really cold winter or cold snap. And we had a fairly cold, I don't know, maybe week over in December or something. You want to wait and see with the evergreens what got winter killed and where the new growth is. And so then usually about mid-spring for us, you can prune some of your evergreens just because you want to help see where that winter kill occurred. Another good tip for roses too. I don't prune roses in the fall. I don't prune them in the winter. I wait until spring to see what died over winter, and that's what I remove.
Yeah, and Chris, staying on the evergreens for a moment, there's quite a variety, right? I mean, even in my own yard, it's like there's some low evergreens and a taller tree with shorter needles, and just a variety. Do they all come under the same heading though, in terms of pruning?
Typically. So we have all types of evergreens, needled evergreens, broadleaf evergreens, and so. Typically for your needled evergreens like your pines, you usually don't have to do much pruning on those. Sometimes, folks want to maybe shape them up a little bit, or they want to limb up some of the larger like white pine trees, and that's fine to do late winter, early spring type time frame. But for like your boxwoods, your yews, you can shear those, early spring. You want to be very careful though when you would shear like a boxwood or a yew late spring into the summer, because it will put on new growth, and that new growth, once we hit the hot summer, has more potential to get scalded, sunburned.
What about holly? Where does that come in? I got that right? Holly bushes?
There's holly bushes. I would say with holly bushes, you know, that would be another late winter, early spring trimming. Especially like the lower ones, you know, maybe you need to thin them out a little bit if they've gotten a little too full. Hollies are honestly not one of my favorites, because I've cleaned up so many hollies before, and they have the spines on their leaves, and I come away, my hands are covered in holly leaves, and it's very uncomfortable. But yes, you would be pruning your hollies late winter, early spring.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break. We're with Chris Enroth from the University of Illinois Extension. He's the horticulture advisor here in our area. And if you have a question, give us a call at 342-9194.